We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Teslin Figaro is back. Good morning, Tez.
Good morning, Breakfast Club.
Now let's get right into it. Front page news. Now let's talk about these canine dogs. What's going on with these canines?
Yeah, new police body cams are now going to hold the dogs accountable. For decades, American courts have just been believing that the drug-sniffing dogs were impartial. Previously had to go by a testimony from the dog handler, and they said that that was usually enough. But now a new federal lawsuit in Texas shows cameras can potentially undermine the canine legitimacy. A new filed federal lawsuit in Texas shows that cameras were able to catch this one particular incident that happened in Houston. Now, Alex Schott has accused Bexar County Sheriff's Department of pulling him over on the interstate under false pretenses. When he refused to give them permission to search his pickup truck, the canine officer gave the dog an alert to scent for drugs. Now, historically, this claim would have been impossible to prove, but in this case, Schott requested to see the body cam, and he was able to show that the officer did give the dog a gesture to smell for drugs. Now, no drugs were found in this case, and so they said, well, you know, since we didn't find any drugs, we'll pay for damage to the truck from the dog, you know, jumping up on the car and, you know, scratching it. And he said, no, that's not going to be enough. I'm going to go ahead and file a lawsuit. So now that more body cams are being sent out all over the country, they're saying now that judges can look at this and hold those officers accountable.
Dang.
Yeah, police dogs racist as hell anyway.
Yes, they are, man.
They should be unconstitutional.
So what they gonna do to the dogs after the dogs do something?
The dogs gotta face discipline.
They go to the pound.
They gonna go to the pound. No, they gonna be chained up behind the police station. They gonna be on the chain.
Yeah,
but see, I don't think that's fair because it's the officer that's doing it. So it feels like that they're gonna give the blame to the dog and not the officer.
How light skinned are you?
The officer should be in charge for it.
Yes, definitely to the officer for giving the alert.
Yeah,
but I thought this story was so interesting because, as you know, unless it's illegal to do a legal search unless there's probable cause. Right. So if you're going, if you're bringing the dog and you're doing a little, you know, gesture that the person in the car can't see, and then the dog does something to say, oh, now I got to search your vehicle. Imagine how many, you know, illegal search and seizures Absolutely. Have happened, you know, as a result of you not being able to see that they're telling these dogs, you know, to sniff and to find stuff. And the dog could be wrong in what they're smelling. And so they've been getting away with a lot of illegal activity with this.
I've also seen some police dogs tear people up worse than cops. If you've ever unfortunately been part of a drug bust and seen somebody try to hide from the police in the house, and then the dogs find their ass in the closet, the dogs attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if the cops be telling them to, but the dogs be.
But once they send the dog in that house, that dog has, that's the dog's job.
But it ain't supposed to attack.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to sniff for drugs. Be like, hey, brother, you come on out. No, they going to grab you.
I thought it was supposed to sniff for drugs. Or even if you hide, I thought it was supposed to sniff you out.
The dog,
and then the police
pull
you out.
The dog start talking to, get your ass down. Exactly. It's like when it gets
police brutality is taught by everybody on the police force, from the dogs to the lady who answered the 911 call.
You ain't lying.
Because just the officers should be charged. They show the dogs, the videos, the dogs, they be licking, they can't wait. They be ready.
That's because those dogs are drug addicts. How you think they know how to find them?
Yeah.
Now, also, New York City is suing Kia and Hyundai.
Yes, New York City this week filed a lawsuit against Kia and Hyundai, claiming that the automaker's vehicles are too easy to steal, creating issues, including a potential risk for death and injury to the public. Now, the lawsuit was filed with the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of New York, and they alleged that they failed to keep up with other automakers by not adopting anti-theft immobilizer technology that makes sure vehicles cannot be started without keys. Now, according to the 39-page lawsuit filed on Tuesday, some models sold by Hyundai and Kia in the U.S. came without those engine immobilizers, which was a standard feature since the 1990s.
Well, they probably took those features out to make the cars a little cheaper. But my problem is, why don't they sue YouTube? Because YouTube is where these kids are actually going on and finding out how to do it. Somebody figured it out and they put this video on YouTube. And that's where they get this information. Or TikTok, that's where they get the information from.
This is
we used to be a proper country.
What you mean?
People used to steal nice cars.
What's wrong with
Mercedes Benz, BMWs, Cadillacs. You mean to tell me they're stealing our Hondas and our Kias?
Hyundai.
Not even a Honda. Hyundai.
Man.
A Sonata.
It's just not
And
worth
you're
it.
Right. You're right with that, DJ Envy. There is a video. I'm glad you brought that up, because that was something I was going to bring up as well on TikTok. That is showing people how to steal the cars with a USB cord and a screwdriver. That is actually under Kia Challenge. Not that I'm telling people to go figure out how to steal it, but that is a real issue. Now, I do want to say this
on
how
they're holding it. Stupid.
Yeah, I do want to say this because people may wonder, well, how they holding New York accountable. And so you're absolutely right, Envy. They're saying that because they decided to reduce the costs and to boost profits, that is causing an epidemic of theft. So they're citing in this court case negligence, public nuisance, and the city claims that car thefts impede public safety, it strains the police department's resources, and negatively impacts other emergency responses. So that's what they're citing in this lawsuit.
This is disrespectful to the car thieves, because maybe the people still in the cars are just great at what they do. So you should give the car thieves some flowers.
But,
you
know, I mean, but
y'all giving YouTube credit and saying the car's too easy to steal. What about the actual
thieves? But they're showing kids how to do it on YouTube.
Each one teach one.
But the problem is, this is not that.
Talk about the OGs not sharing information with the youth.
You stupid. It's not that they're stealing Kias and Hyundais, is they're stealing these cars and they're doing bad things with them. So I steal a Kia and Hyundai.
Smoking with cigarettes.
No, but then I'm going to rob a bank and it's a stolen Kia.
Why would you steal a car in New York? They ain't even know where to park.
They ain't know where to go.
It's traffic. You stealing a car to be stuck in traffic.
But they stealing these cars and then they'll go, you know, stick up somebody outside a club. Or they'll go in and they'll rob a store or a jewelry store or rob a bank. Or they'll rob the person in the Cadillac or BMW with this stolen Kia because there's no way to get back to it.
Yeah, that's exactly why people do this.
It's older people on TikTok.
You
got to
steal a car before you go commit bigger crimes because you need a getaway car. It only makes sense.
There's no getaway in New York, though. You better off robbing a bank. And I'm not encouraging y'all to do this, but you better off robbing a bank and trying to escape on foot.
You better get on the train or something. How about that?
No, you definitely better. I'm not doing nothing. But there ain't no high speed chase. Remember when Meghan Markle was here lying about how she was in a high speed car chase? There's no such thing as in New York City.
Did you just call Meghan Markle a liar?
He did.
Yes.
Wow, you have low down, man. On a Friday.
Uh-oh, they go.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Tez.
This is really the best. Only on The Breakfast Club can you hear this type of commentary.
Hey, make sure y'all subscribe to Tesla Figaro's podcast, the Straight Shot, No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And follow Tez on Instagram at Tesla Figaro.
All right.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.